Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wolomungela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 12 kuNtulikazi 2024 uKeith Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uThabazwa Ngatsiwori olilunga lekudala lePhalamende wathunjwa ngamapholisa ezisida sephanyeke udaba lolwemthethwandaba esithi kumele ahlawulwe ngamapholisa la.
Ikakhulu ebantwaneni besikolo kunzima sibili lakobomama ngoba omama sebeze besithi omama abancane beze befisa ukuthi bephile enye impilo yokuthi ngendlela zokudinga imali.
Izakhamizi zewange zikhala ngendlala esihlasele abantwana.
Okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwamanje kuqhubeka kokubusa kwamasosha webutho asese yiwaqondisa uhulumende ukuthi ayiyenza so, ayikhona ngalapha, ayikhona ngalapha.
Abaphikisayo bathi sebethwele nzima eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umlumzana Takutswa Ngatsiwori wathunjwa ngamapholisa ensida nyakenye amphosela emoteni amtshaya kabuhlungu njalo wahlatshwa ijekiseni engaziwayo. Uzefuna ukuhlawulwa inkulungwane ezilikhulu zamajumi amahlanu amadola emelika 150,000 United States dollars. UNgatsiwori olilunga ledale lephalamende ekubandla le-CCC wakhululwa izigqoko kulandela ukuthunjwa kwakhe wavalwa amehlo ngamasaka ngabacatshangelwa ukuba babesebenza lohulumende webandla lezanu PF. Wahlala esibhedlela okwesikhathi eside eselatshwa izilonda abalazo kulandela ukuthunjwa kwakhe. Selulekile ukuxhuma isikhulumeli samapholisa uCommissioner Paul Nyati obengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini wakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi, lomongameli Philippe Nyusi wakwele Mozambique, namhla balobelane isivumelwano sokwakha isitishi semikhumbi eseTechnopanine Waterport. Phansi kwesivumelwano lesi, kuzalungiswa injanji ezaxhumanisa amazwe omathathu okuzathwalwa khona impahla etshiyeneyo. Kunenge ukhangelelwe ukuba kuzathwalwa izitimela phakathi kwamazwe la ngokuya kwesikhathi. Uza sihlaziye udaba lolu siqoqele umnumzana Angus Jones Wanda, umqondisi we-Africa Technologies.
Kuzanceda ukuthi labahambisa impahla zisuke eBotswana zisuke eMozambique kumbe zisuke eMozambique zize eZimbabwe kube lula ukuthi sihambise impahla zethu. Labantu njalo nxa befuna ukuhamba ngoba kahle kahle sasingabantu banye kungakaze kwabuya iBerlin conference eyafika yasehlukanisa.
Ye, kodwa siyabona kule Bayra Corridor khona manje naleyana ukuthi kuthola amafutha epetulo. Kambe ukuthi kuyasinceda yini khonokho sikuthathe iBayra ubuya eZimbabwe?
Ye, kuyasinceda kakhulu ngoba alubana ibingekho iBayra Corridor tethu asingakhohlwa ukuthi iZimbabwe si-landlocked, asila access to ulwandle leBotswana layo ngokufanayo. Ukuze ihambise impahla zayo zisiye eNtshonalanga kumele iqale idlule eNamibia. Ukuze ihambise impahla zayo zisiye eChina ngapha Malanga kumele iqume eZimbabwe leMozambique. Sokuzanceda futhi ukuthi iBayra Corridor leyana layo ibe lokungezeleleka kwetraffic okuzayenza ukuthi kube lomsebenzi. Kanti njalo indaba yamafutha kwalubana yayingekho iBayra Corridor ngaba sinenkinga ezinkulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Spanda, umqondisi we-Africa Technologies obexoxa le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Abesifazane esigabeni sakwaMvuthu eWange bakhala ngendlala ikakhulu ebantwaneni asebehamba ezikolo belambile. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Amakhosikazi la athi akulanhlelo zenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zokunika abantu ukudla, njalo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-social welfare kaluphathisi zonke izakhamizi. Omunye wabakhala ngendlala ngunkosikazi Shamiso Mpofu.
Ikakhulu ebantwaneni besikolo kunzima sibili lakobomama, ngoba omama sebeze besithi omama abancane beze befisa ukuthi bephile enye impilo yokuthi ngezinye indlela zokudinga imali ezingekho right bezifaka ku-risk ngenxa yomumo khona ngoba kubi phandle la.
Unkosikazi Dina Maseko oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisikhombisa ohlala esigabeni seNdlovu layo ukhala ngendlala.
Le indlala esilapha lonyaka isinkulu kakhulu, sake sayibona ngo-2008 but yayingcono yayinjengale esibhekaneyo kathesi.
Unkosikazi Maseko uthi indlala le isiphazamisa abantwana esikolo.
Abantwana bayahawula kakhulu besiye esikolo, kumele bahambe bedlile bethwele impako, konke lokho kabakutholi.
Unkosikazi Margaret Nyoni we BH23 laye uthi sokunzima ukondla abantwana ngenxa yendlala.
Ubuhlungu lokukhulumende ngayo yasihawukela, kathi sisabuya saphiwa amabele nunu ahamba hawula kuthuli kathesi. Imali yokuthi uyebhadala isikolo, imali yokuthi uthenge impuphu, imali yokuthi uziphilise ekhaya, umntwana uyawatsha ekuseni uyadla ufuna ukuthwala umphako, kakukho akuloku khona.
Kunyanga edluleyo izakhamizi lezi zithi zaholiswa yengcosana yomumbu ama-7.5 kilograms umuntu ngamunye, kodwa lolu hlelo lwalungagoqeli zonke izakhamizi. Uhulumende uthi abantu abafika izigidi phose ezilitshumi 9 million badinga ukudla ngenxa yendlala ebangelwe yisikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino esenza kungani kuhle izulu ngesikhathi sokulima amabele. Kusenjalo, umphathintambo ohlangothi lwezemfundo uMnumzana Thore Raimoyo ubike ukuba kusukela kuviki ezayo uhulumende uzabela izikolo ukudla okuzaphekelwa abafundi ngenhloso yokwehlisa izinga lephango elihlasela abafundi ezikolweni zonke zikahulumende. Umoyo uthi baphiwa lohlangothi lwezokulima isilinganiso samathani afika phose inkulungwane 900 tons kukhangelelwe ukuba bazaphekelwa nsuku zonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikomvuthu nginguNokuthaba Dlamini.
Abasola umbuso weZANU PF Party ubotshwa mahlayana kwamalunga amabandla aphikisayo kuveza sobala ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzimisele ukugxilisa umbuso wengcindezelo kulokuthi uyahloniphe amalungelo oluntu lentando kaZulu, kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Wathi engena embusweni ngomnyaka ka-2017 ngemva kokugwenqulwa kukamuyi uRobert Mugabe libutho, uMnangagwa wathembisa ukuba ngumbusi olalelayo njalo ohlonipha intando yabaningi, idemokhrasi esithi ilizwi labantu lilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Wakuveza sobala ukuthi wayejonge ukuzehlukanisa loMgabe owayesaziwa ngodlakela kumabandla aphikisayo nabalwela amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa abanye bathi ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu abagoqela osaphethe isikhundla somkhokheli welinye lamacele e-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Jameson Timba lamalunga ebandla lakhe angamachumi phose ayisishiyagalombili 78 ukhomba ukuthi uMnangagwa loMgabe zimbila zantabanye. UThimba labanye bakhe sebefikisa inyanga egcweleyo bevalelwe entolongweni ngemva kokubotshwa besandleni kaThimba benanga usuku lwe-Day of the African Child ngenyanga edluleyo besethiswa icala lokuqoqa uDlakela okulicala abalandulayo. Ingcweti kezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute uMnumzana Bekezela Gumbu uthi ukungenela kwebutho kundaba zembusazwe yikho okwenza uhulumende kaMnangagwa eqhubeke ngokwethusela abantu lokubahlukuluza.
Okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwamanje kuqhubeka kokubusa kwamasosha kwebutho ngasese yiwaqondisa uhulumende ukuthi ayiyenza so, ayikhona ngalapha, ayikhona ngalapha.
Amazwi kaGumbo agcizelele ligqwetha elwela amalungelo oluntu uMnumzana David Maseko yena othi uhulumende usebenzisa imithetho efana lowe-Maintenance of Peace and Order Act MOPA ukuvimba imihlangano yamabandla aphikisayo lenkululeko kaZulu.
Singakhayela uJameson Timba babotshwa besendlini ele yiyo esikhiweni esithi yi-private residence.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu uMnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza kakhulu lo mnumzana Itai Samara owathunjwa wanyamalala ngokuphela ngesikhathi sikaMgabe uthi indlela uhulumende aqina ngayo ukuthi wethule umthetho olawula ukusebenza kwenhlanganiso ezimeleyo owe private voluntary organization bill kutshengisa ukuba ufuna ukwephula amalungelo abantu.
Singakhangelisa sitha kusukisela uhulumende eqalisa ukubusa lapha abayenza khona ikhu yabo uMnangagwa waqalisa ngokuvala isikhala esingasithi civil space.
Ingcitshiko zombusazwe esebenza le University of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Dube uthi uhulumende kaMnangagwa walisa abantu ukutshengisela emgwaqweni ngoba wesaba ukuthi bengamvukela ngezizathu ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ukudilika komnotho.
Wayathi bengaprotesta bengamkhipha esikhundleni sakhe ngoba akhe sinto vele ziwomile i-economy inzima.
Unkosikazi Nomalanga Ncube ohlaziya ezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso ye-accountability lab laye ulombono ofanayo.
Kulama insecurities ngenxa yokuthi ungakhangela ukuthi othimba babotshwe lenja. I-Gen Z eKenya ivungamisile yangena esitradeni bathathifuni lokhu nalokhuyana sowufuna umthetho othile.
Kodwa abebandla leZANU-PF bathi umbuso kaMnangagwa uhlonipha intando kaZulu. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Mabutho Moyo okuCentral Committee yaleli bandla.
Amaphupho opheceleze singathi i-vision alayo ngelizwe leZimbabwe akumelanga iphanjaniswe.
Osebenza kugatsha lukahulumende lizokukhitshwa kwembiko umnumzana Richard Mahomva uvumelane lo moyo. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele e-Human Rights Watch ithi abakhokheli beSADC kumele bakhuze uhulumende kaMnangagwa phezu kokwephula amalungelo abantu. Ithi ukukhahlanyezwa kwaZulu sokufike kuzinga elibi phambilini komhlangano walumanyano ozaqhutshelwa eHarare mhlaka 17 ngoNcwabakazi. UMnangagwa uthi abababandla aphikisayo bayabotshwa ngoba beqoqa udlakela ngesikhathi somhlangano weSADC lo. UMnangagwa osanda kwazisa ukuthi uzasuka embusweni ngo-2028 lapho azaphutsha khona amahlandla akhe amabili okubusa avunyelwa isisekelo sombuso welizwe i-constitution. Kodwa abanye bathi abathembi ukuthi uqinisile ngoba ekhanya elesifiso sokuqhelisa umbuso wakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
USusan Njenjerayi umlingisi obesaziwa ngegama elithi Mayruzi kumabonakude ungcwatshwe namhla eHarare. Bekunabantu abaningi abamvalelise eWarren Hill Cemetery abancome imisebenzi yakhe yayikumabonakude lapho ayeyilingisa lo Saphiro Matsikatire kumbe uMkadoda kudrama series eyayilesihloko esithi Mkadoda Family. Weziphathelene lezeMelika.
Umongameli weleMelika uMnumzana Joe Biden uyala ukudedela omunye njengokukhuthazwa ngabanye abakhokheli bebandla lakhe kulandela ungaqhubi kuhle kwezinye izigaba zingxoxompikiswano ayenzelwe Donald Trump ngenyanga edluleyo. Nxa uBiden engangenanga kukhetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats, ngubani ozangena? Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi ngubani ongathatha lesi sikhundla. Umongameli Joe Biden uthi ungena kukhetho lolungenhloso yokunqoba.
I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president.
Ngibona sengathi yimi ngedwa engingenelisa ukuncitisa ukhetho lukamongameli.
Kulandela ungaqhubi kuhle kwakhe ukungxoxa mpikiswana ngenyanga edluleyo, abanye abakhokheli bebandla sebekhuthaza uBiden ukuthi adedele omunye kusikhundla sozamela amaDemocrats kukhetho lukamongameli. Umqondisi we-University of Virginia Center for Politics uMnumzana Larry Sabato uthi kulandela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lwama-primaries ibandla lama-Democrats alingeke limsuse esikhundleni lesi.
There is only one way for a nominee to be removed, and that is for the nominee to decide not to run before the convention, to open it up, to let...
Akula enye indlela yokukhipha okhethwe ukumela ibandla kukhetho. Ngaphandle kokuthi yena athi akasenelisi ukuncintisa kungakaqhutshwa umhlangano we-convention.
Nxa uBiden engatshiya lesi sikhundla, umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris nguye ongasithatha. UHarris uthi uBiden nguye owakhethwa libandla njalo usetshengise ukwethembeka ngendlela etshiyene lekaTrump osowehlukana lowayengumsekeli wakhe uMike Pence.
Note, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, only one candidate on that stage has the endorsement of his own vice president.
Phakathi kukaJoe Biden loDonald Trump, kulo yedwa kuphela usekelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli amkhethayo uJoe Biden.
UHarris engamela ibandla lamademokrasi kulolu khetho ulakho ukuphathisa ngokuletha abavoti abangelacele, kutsho usikhwicamfundo Christian Gross o-University of South California.
The one thing with Kamala Harris that I think makes her a little bit more electable than Biden right now is if you look at the polling, there's more independents who are undecided about her, so she can persuade people.
Into eyodwa elakho ukwengeza amathuba okuvotelwa kukaKamala Harris kulo Biden ikuthi abangelacele abanengi abakathathi isinqumo sokuthi bengamvotela na, ngakho ulakho ukubancenga ngcono ukwedlula uBiden.
Omunye olakho ukuthatha isikhundla sokumela amademocrats ngugovernor weCalifornia uMnumzana Gavin Newsom. Laye usekela uBiden njalo uvese lokhu ekhankasela ukukhethwa njalo kukamongameli eMichigan ngeviki edluleyo.
Results and outputs and he's produced and so
into eqhakathekileyo kimi impumela njalo impumela kaBiden isegcekeni. Angidingi umuntu olamandla, ngidinga umkhokheli oqotho.
Ugovernor weMichigan uGretchen Whitmer ngomunye wabakhokheli okubikwa bengathatha isikhundla sikaBiden, laye ulokhu esekela umongameli. Unkosikazi Whitmer wakhethwa njalo kusigaba esiqakathekileyo kukhetho njalo ethandwa ngabaningi kubandla lamademocrats ngoba esekela inhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi njalo ezama ukumisa udlakela lwezibhamu.
Week after week in America, we see grim, familiar headlines. Every place you can think of, every situation you can imagine has been shattered by gun violence.
Sibona indaba ezilocuku ezifanayo nsuku zonke lapha eMelika. Indawo zonke ongazicabanga zikhangelane loduko lodlakela lwezibhamu.
Ugovernor weKentucky uMnumzana Andy Bashe gaziwa kakhulu elizweni njengoNewsom lo Whitmer, kodwa waziwa kakhulu esigabeni esisezansi yelizwe esilabasekela abaningi ababandla lama-Republican. Ugovernor weIllinois uJP Pritzker nguye ophatha umhlangano omkhulu walonyaka owama-Democrats owe-convention njalo ule mali yakhe enela ukusebenza komkhankaso kamongameli ongaphuza ukuqala. Njalo kulo Michelle Obama ohlala esala ukungena kukhetho lukamongameli kodwa olokhu ethandwa kakhulu ngabavoti abaningi. Ucwaningo lweReuters olokhetho ngeviki edlulileyo beliveza ukuthi uBiden loTrump bengathola amavoti alinganayo, kodwa uMichelle Obama enganqoba uTrump ngenani eliyisilinganiso esedlula ichumi ekhulwini i-10%. USabato uthi akasoze ancintise.
She's much too smart after 8 years in the White House to want to go back, much less to be president.
Ukhaliphile, kangeke afuna ukubuyela e-White House njengomongameli ngemva kokuba ngumkamongameli okweminyaka eyisishiyangalombili. Ngakho singakhuluma ngamabizo ubusuku bonke, kodwa okuqakathekileyo yikuthi ngubani ofuna ukungena kulesi sikhundla kumbe owenelisa ukuqoqa imali yomkhankaso njalo elethuba lokubumba iqembu elingathola usekelo lwabaningi ku-convention.
Nxa uBiden engaqhubeka ngokuncintisa, udaba lokuthi ngubani ongathatha isikhundla sakhe lulakho ukuqhubeka kuze kuye kuqhutshwa umhlangano we-convention yebandla lama-Democrats eChicago ngenyanga ezayo. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli izindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalethulela yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7.
Womanje sokusikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Salubonani kuStudio 7, litshona njani basakazi labalaleli? Yeah, hayi, siyazizwa indaba leyo eyamatitsha leyo. Hayi, ivele bona akusike ukuthi bayafundisa la matitsha, bayazi ukuthi iMatabeleland yonke vele isemazweni bazofundisa abantwabethu into engayisiyo, sibhadaliswa izimali nje kuphela. Akulalutho olutheni vele kuthiwa kumbe umuntu usukela khona le maswingo esiza khona ngapha eMatabeleland. Bayazi with the rest is le bazothatha imali zethu nje kuphela. Mahara futhi uma ungazuye eGrace Haven wangkhona, abanye bangkhona abamazi what is your name. Manje ukuthi ngabantwana bana bothi abafunda kodwa izimali zifunika zonke ezinjalo. Nasibhadalele into esingaziyo nje abantwabethu, and futhi vele bamoshakile right through.
Hey, Studio 7 njani basakazi bami, linjani? Siyaphila. Ngosurrender Dube esigabeni sakwaKheme Eplumtree ngaphansi kwasobhuku Wandi Moyo. Ngicela mathakazi abahle, bathakazi bonke jikelele, asihlanganeni bathakazi, sibumbane sibe yinto eyodwa bathakazi abahle. Kanti sibusa kanjani ezwe sehlukene kodwa basempumalanga bahlangene, thina sigijima sohaxhasa ezinye izizwe zasempumalanga nawo ama-political pathways. Sikhona siyi-MRP sihlandeleni sixhase bathakazi abahle, sikwazi ukuziphatha. Kumanje sifundiswa ngesishona, sifundiswa ngayo yonke into abantwana bebancane, grade 0. Ama-ministers ayakhuluma ayaxotshwa. Asihlanganeni bantu, inkululeko yethu ayibanjwanga ngabo ukufika komthwakazi, ibanjwe yithi abakomthwakazi ngokusapota abantu bokufika.
Siyabingelela, siyabonga, siyadala kakhulu, siyadumala ukuzwa abantu bakithi besifa indlala phezu kokuthi kade kusaziwa i-government ye-ZANU-PF futhi ukudla kukho kulesomiso izulu alikho. Bona bahlulekile ukuthi bakhokhelele ilizwe ekulimeni iminyaka lokuthi bekwazi ukubeka imali bangakwazi ukuzithengela ukudla kwamanye amazwe. Into abayaziyo kwaleli mbusweni lokubopha ama-opposition kuphela.
Ye, linjani uStudio 7? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ngifana kogodla omahlaba ayithola komajiyampondo, ukhulume semzini omkhulu wakobulawayo la. Indaba le ekhona kwelakithi lapha ezigile ngamadlwane la, ungehliwe emakhaya le abantu basesililweni ngenxa yendlala le esibangelwa la yiyona lizigi esijwele indawo yonke, ihlatshelwa ukuthi ingabonakali, ingasebenzi. Imali le isemafonini kuphela, njalo iholwa ngababili ngabathathu, ayisebenzi. Nanku phela iyafakazeka ezintweni ezingaphandle kwamabhoda, kayisebenzi. Khona izinto zivela khona ngale ngaphandle kwamabhoda. Emakhaya ngale abantu bathwele nzima, kuze kuthi abangapha ezansi emaNdebeleni bancedwa lirandi ilo abalisebenzisayo. Angazi ukuthi engaka kula randi engaka kuyisimo bani. Umphathi lizwe lo angikhona ukuthi abamadvayizayo bamadvayizele eqinisweni ukuthi bafuna ukumgwenxa, kumbe laye nguye vele ofuna ukuzigwenxa. Hayi, Studio 7 kuyadaka lokho okwenziwa kwelakithi la.
Studio 7, salibonani linjani? Lightness yaphila, siyaphila Studio 7. Sibuhlunga la bantu be-Triple C lokho bebotshiwe la manje, lokho besejele. Ngenkulumo kaGawuli le ebethi ethi yena abantu babotshiwe, babotshile babathelebele amacala. Kuhlunguza ususizi kakhulu lokho okhunywa uGawuli, ngoba abantu abakala macala ungajidekisisa phakathi kwabo bona uGawuli lalaba abantu ababotshiwe. Ngobani abantu abakala macala? Khathesi uGawuli ehluleka khona, uhluleka khona bavotisile, bazivotisile bona labo chaba ngabawina. Behluleka khona lokulungisa sona isitarada sona esiyi-one Gawuli. Ngobani umuntu ole-corruption okumele ukuthi ngawusejele wena lalaba abantu ababotshiweyo? Ngandimbuzela uGawuli khona lo ukuthi siphendule khona lapho ukuthi ngubani umuntu okumele ngawusejele phakathi kwabo. Uhluleka khona ukulungisa isitarada esiyi-one, yokulungisa i-highlight eliyi-one. Imali lezi abazikola bazisa kuphi uGawuli? Yini imali abazithola nge-government mani ukuthi belukuza bazisa kuphi? So enjele ukuthi ngubani umuntu okumele ukuthi ngawusejele phakathi kwakhe lalabo bantu? Lalabo abantu ade bezama ukuthi futhi lalabo bantu ade bengayenzi leyo nto ucabanga ukuthi ade beyenze. So Gawuli, please siyalicela, hloniphana abantu, kuzaliphelela lokhu elikwenzayo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo.
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculi werumba u-Alpheus Moyo yena ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Mr. Donkey Piri emculweni ehamba leqembu lakhe legegema extra musica bephethe isingli yabo entsha. Nawe xoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiphuma elubani edandanda esigabeni sasedugema ngaphansi kwasobhuku udibela Khumalo hhayi emculweni sokulesikhashana sibili mikhona le ingoma yami engilithumeleyo manje i-single track bengingahambi ngedwa bengihamba lomaqeda imbuzi ngimthatha phansi le matopo kwelasebhasha ingoma elesihloko esithi urasta ebhema imbanje engomeni zami ezikhathini eziningi babhesti emahlayeni ngifuna ukuthi abantu abanestresi ma bebona ingoma kadonki piri behleke
uyazi manzi ziza senze nje mfana donki piri unkumbuza kulwa mnyaka okwangisiza kuwo mfana yazi sasuka kuyimi
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangabe befuna umsebenzi wami lapho engi-acta khona nanapho engicula khona banithola ku-066 4088011 066 4088011 kuTikTok igama leqembu gegema esramsika yisebenzisa lona then kuFacebook ngu-Alpheus Aristo Dewa.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amasi?
Ngiyabonga isupport abanginikeza yona kukati ke maduzani ngibathembisa isingi track enesihloko esithi wakhohliswa ngubani maduzani ekupheleni kwa-August ngicabanga ukuthi ingoma engizayilontshela lapho engizalwa khona kithi edandande egegema mhlaka 31 August isihloko sayo sithi wakhohliswa ngubani. Ngiyabonga kakhulu msakazi
uyazi urasta walalethemi mbanje ukuthi kubonke ngobhemi mbanje urasta dakimbanje uyazi ukuthi ema kusisekuseni ilanga liphuma sikuthiwa besamkulu lukubandlezelo ukanyela ukhona wena awubonanga simangasayenzakala lapo abantu balele bebhengisa imbanje kusuku bonke endlini kazazo sekuphumela kubandle kusela ngase liphumile nkosi yami awu nanko ukutemisa ngithi niyati njeba imbanje zazisela ikanda sembona ukuyinje kunyelezileko usabhethi ungathinathi kubambe usabhethi usabhethi ezokudoba ukubamba awena yezukuthi usabhethi usese kubambile kuyindlela ukuyena ngathi ngakubamba mina ngokuthi sengakuthi sengagcwelisa amankomithi umuzi wonke ezisagulenza
siyabonga kakhulu ke Donkey Piri usibulele ngembambo lapha walivalisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthombo osithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale izulukandaba lingakhonti live talk iyalandela khona manje.
We Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.